CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. With the polls not budging from virtual ties in the battleground states, Vice President Harris and former President Donald Trump are campaigning full tilt this final weekend before it's all over. Both had stops in Wisconsin. Vice President Harris trying to pull independents toward her.
I pledge to always put country above party and self, and to be a president for all Americans.
Former President Donald Trump appealing to his base.
We're leading just about, I think, all seven swing states we're leading, but don't listen to me now. Don't listen. Just pretend we're one down, right? We're 1 point down, please. We don't want to say, oh, we don't have to vote today, Alice, because he's leading. No, don't do that.
The Supreme Court rejected a Republican bid to block the counting of provisional ballots cast in Pennsylvania by voters who may have made technical mistakes on mail-in ballots.
Justice Alito, joined by Gorsuch and Thomas, said that this ruling was largely procedural and that he took no position on the election law issues, signaling that the Supreme Court doesn't want to wade into controversial election cases if it can stay out.
CBS's Catherine Cole reporting. In a Louisville, Kentucky federal courtroom, a late-night guilty verdict for a former police officer involved in the botched raid that killed Breonna Taylor. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper reports it's the first conviction in the case.
Former Kentucky Police Detective Brett Hankison fired 10 shots into Breonna Taylor's glass door and windows during the 2020 raid of her apartment, but didn't hit anyone. Some shots flew into a next-door neighbor's adjoining apartment. Hankison argued throughout the trial that he was acting to protect his fellow officers after Taylor's boyfriend fired on them when they broke down Taylor's door. The excessive force conviction against Hankison carries a maximum sentence of life in prison. Taylor's mother, Tamika Palmer, says she's grateful to God.
It took a lot of patience. It took a lot of time. 1,694 days.
Some members of the jury were in tears as the verdict was read. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Striking Boeing workers will begin voting on a new contract offer Monday.
The latest offer from Boeing includes a 38% wage increase and a $12,000 bonus if ratified. Many machinists on the picket line say they'll still vote no on the deal and they're ready to continue their strike.
I knew the strike was coming and I prepared for it, so I'm going to reject it.
Union leaders fear if workers do reject the deal, future proposals will offer less. Machinists will vote Monday, one day before another big vote for a new president and new labor policies. Luke Ducey, CBS News, Seattle.
South Carolina has executed Richard Moore for the fatal shooting of a store clerk. There had been a broad appeal from clemency, including the judge, at his trial. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-9047.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-9047. That's 800-575-9047.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula checks on how climate change is affecting agriculture.
Climate change and extreme weather are affecting American agriculture like never before. Ronald Frieders is a sixth-generation farmer in northern Illinois.
Weather's always been a challenge, but it seems that it's getting more extreme. Everything's changing. It seems like the temperatures are getting hotter than normal.
Changing weather and farming could eventually affect all of us.
I don't know if it's directly impacting what the consumers pay to a large degree. Yet.
Michael Langemeyer is a professor of agricultural economics at Purdue University. Jim Krasula, CBS News, Preemption, Illinois.
Singer-songwriter Ed Sheeran, along with his record label and music publisher, have persuaded a U.S. appeals court to uphold a decision that his 2014 hit, Thinking Out Loud, did not illegally copy Marvin Gaye's 1973 classic, Let's Get It On. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
W-R-J-N.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, lows upper 30s. For the afternoon Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, highs to the upper 50s. Cloudy with passing showers Sunday, highs approach 60 degrees. More rain around for Monday, even a few rumbles of thunder. Currently 35 degrees.
Days a week. Bart to Sturdivant. Local news and timeless hits.
It's too late. me be your love and take me back. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be,
oh, teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as I wanna be your teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be,
oh, teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be,
oh, teddy bear. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be your teddy bear.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. During the politics season, while I do listen to all the words that folks say, I prefer to crunch the numbers behind all their fancy speeches. And the number I'm thinking about today is $7.5 trillion. That is a moderate estimate by the Nonpartisan Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget of what conservatives' plans will add to the national debt. This includes continuing tax cuts for the wealthiest people and lowering the tax rate for some corporations. And it is a lot of money. And, you know, money's going to have to come from somewhere. We can't afford anything that might create cuts to Social Security or Medicare. Seniors who've paid into Social Security are counting on that money for retirement. I don't want us risking Social Security by adding $7.5 trillion to the national debt. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
you're giving me. I want you to know I believe in your song, in rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Glide all over, baby, I'm glide. talking Molly now. Here she comes, wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got braids, it's on a finger, now and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's the devil with a blue dress on. Lord, help her. Number five, got to be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. Got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real punk singer, and I like them like that. Devil with a blue dress on. She's the devil with a blue dress on. Hey, I say now. Devil with a blue dress on. Yeah, the devil.
is wrong between us that your laughter cannot hide? And you're afraid to let your eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. Woman, oh, woman, have you got cheating on your mind? On your mind? I've seen the way men look at you when they think I don't see, and it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really
WRJN. black sedan, won't you hop inside my car? I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby, I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman, by now I'm sure you know that I love you, love you. I need you, need you. I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Hollywood. But if you wanna stay just like you are, you know I think you really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love ya, love ya. I need ya, need ya. I want you, got to have it shine. Great God in heaven, you know I love.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. It has been one of the most unusual presidential campaigns in American history. And we've got CBS News correspondent Christian Benavides to tell us how the two major candidates spent their final Friday night before it ends.
As the race for the White House is entering the final weekend, former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris are making their final pitches in Wisconsin Friday night.
I will give a middle-class tax cut to over 100 million Americans.